The Afternoon Live Podcast with Anthony Martin. Listen in live on Hospedia Channel 1. Online at coastway.org.uk. Or on the TuneIn app Wednesdays from 1 on Coastway Hospital Radio for Brighton.
Every week at this time, we bring you a feature called New at 2, where we introduce a new up-and-coming band who are ones to look out for. This week's band are from Bristol, and just two singles in, they've already worked with some very talented folk in the music industry. On the phone with me right now, I've got Matt from the band Communion. Hi, Matt.
Hiya.
Hi, how are things?
Yeah, not bad. Just got off the train. So.
Now, the band itself, it consists of yourself and Max on percussion. How did you guys get together?
Well, it's actually three of us, but we don't really class ourselves as a band. Like it's more Communion is more of a project that is worked on by three musicians, like three core musicians, which is myself, who I'm a songwriter, and then we've got a guy who's a producer, and then Max who's kind of does all the percussion and things like that. At the moment, kind of what you'd see on social media, the producer's not that involved with like that sort of stuff. He's kind of more behind the scenes. But he, in a live situation, he would be taking quite a forward role, really. But we've kind of known each other for years. We played in bands together for years. I had this idea for this project. I kind of sent something over to James, who produces. And he kind of just fell in love with it straight away and wanted to work on it. And then Max kind of stuck his nose in a bit and wanted to get involved with thinking up some more creative, I guess, like percussion and drum beats and things than I could. So, with open arms, I guess, just invited them in and we started working together as a three. But it was mainly the idea of this project than it was like let's make a band.
Okay.
It was this project of music that I would get to a certain point and I wouldn't know what to do with it. So I'd send it off then to James, and then he would start to build it and start to rearrange it and kind of really make something out of it.
Okay, so it's more a collaboration than
yeah, really, I'd say it's a collaboration or a collective or however you'd want to describe it, but I would certainly not really describe it as a band in the traditional sense.
So how would you describe the sound then of the project?
I guess the closest we've come to it is guitar-based dark alternative pop, which is like kind of, you know, I guess fairly accurate. It's kind of, I tend to write kind of more mainstream sounding songs, and then James is fantastic with thinking up really kind of obscure guitar parts around what I send him, and then it just gives it this really dark undertone. Usually the content of what I'm writing about, it tends to be a bit on the darker side. As a cliched musician, you would kind of expect that, I guess, but that's how it kind of all came around in terms of the sound. But it is definitely, it's kind of mainstream pop with a dark undertone, I guess.
And what do you think influences that sound then? Is it from you, or as you said, is it kind of from James, the producer?
I think it's certainly a collaboration like of everything. I listen to a lot of music, like kind of 80s pop music. I'm really into melody. I'm really into vocal, and that's kind of every instrument I play as a means to be able to get a vocal out, to be able to write a song. I don't really have a great attention span in terms of trying to really think about a sound, instrumentally. Yeah. Whereas James really has that vision, so that's why I kind of trust him with that. My main focus is melody, is the song itself, the content within the song. That's where my attention kind of, is guided to every time. So I think it's kind of, the sound has been produced over time through just knowing each other for a long time. Firstly, I think we know exactly what each other likes. So I know when I write something that he's going to really run with that idea, and vice versa. And I think as people, I listen to a lot of 80s pop music. He listens to a lot of like Pink Floyd, The National, St. Vincent, like, you know, that obscure artists, and really kind of innovative artists. So I think that's where the crossover is really healthy, is because we're almost on a separate ends of the spectrum.
Yeah, and so with the toing and froing then, how long does it take for a song to get kind of completed from start to finish?
Usually I will write an idea from it will start, and then it will finish, and I'll send it to him, and then he'll chop it up and change it and add bits, and he'll send that back. And usually 9 times out of 10 I'll go, that's brilliant, that's better than I could have done, and then I'll kind of send him back maybe like a few pointers. Usually it would be followed by a visit to his home studio, where I would then sit with him and maybe re-record some vocals or come up with different synth ideas or something like that. And then usually after that visit, I leave him to it, and then it's done. We usually, after we've got to that point, we would send it to, we work with a guy, a good friend of ours called Robert L. Smith, who is a producer based in Brooklyn in New York. And he has a very similar vision for the sound, and he basically takes the mix that James has done, and he just tweaks it, just spreads it out a little bit, and then masters it overall for us and sends it back to us, and then it's done. So usually a song, as soon as I've sent it, within 3 or 4 days it will be through to being a complete piece of work.
Okay, so that's quite a quick turnaround, really, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, we're very, I guess, ambitious or enthusiastic, or however you want to see it, really.
Yeah. So the producer Robert L. Smith that you just mentioned, now he's actually an Oscar-winning Grammy-nominated producer. He's worked with Michael Jackson, Whitney Houston, David Bowie.
Yeah.
How did that come about then? How did you get in touch with him?
He got in touch with us. It was through Twitter. I think I followed him inadvertently one day, and he just said, "I really like what you guys are doing. Can I help?"
Wow.
And I said, yeah. Oh, well, actually, at first I kind of thought, wow, who's this guy? Like, just, you know, we've all been in bands for a long time. We've had messages like that before. And I just thought kind of bedroom producer. And then I went onto his profile and then saw his credits and thought, yeah, you can help if you want. Like, I kind of... You know, and then immediately we opened up an email dialogue and we're in constant, you know, contact. We talk most days about you know, what we're doing next, what we're going to send him next. And he's just so into the music, and it's so refreshing to have someone with such a credible background to really just love music, like, as much as he does. You know, on the same sort of level as you would think, like, you know, Zane Lowe would, or John Peel would. You know, it's just amazing to have a man that has been immersed in music all his life, and he still picks up on you know, new music that he really, really likes the sound of and wants to work with, and doesn't ask, you know, much of the artist. He just wants to, you know, put his 2 cents in, and that's amazing for us. You know, we're very, very thankful to have a friend like that.
Yeah, it must be great to bounce ideas off him as well, I guess.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
So I suppose with as you said, the 3 or 4 day turnaround with songs, is there any work on an EP at the moment?
The joy of this project so far has been, there's not been any real plan. There's been a really loose sort of a plan around kind of how often we're going to release stuff. So we, we know that we want to have another single out in May time, like sometime around there. We know that we want to have at least two more songs out by the end of summer. We know that by the end of the year, we want to have at least 8 or 9 tracks available for people to listen to. We know that sort of stuff, but we don't know what songs they're going to be. We don't know whether it's going to be in the form of an EP. We are kind of starting to sway towards that idea of maybe releasing a couple more singles and then being like, right, let's knuckle down and actually make a piece of work that we can put out and hopefully, you know, people will respond to that and that'll be something that people want. At the moment, all we're doing is just essentially pleasing ourselves. We're a bit, I guess, a bit selfish in that way, but we're just trying to get music out there when we feel it's ready to be put out there. But no immediate plans. But.
Yeah, it seems to be working so far, I guess. Yesterday, you released a cover version, actually, of the Drake song, Hold On, We're Going Home. Is that the first in a collection of covers to come?
Again, no idea. I called up Max and I said, dude, I've got this great version of this song. We're all kind of Drake fans, like, you know, I guess secretly. I told him that I've worked out this kind of really nice down pace version of this song. Come over and I want to record it and film it and then put it up. So we did that, and that's what we did. There was no plan to kind of, you know, release a collection but I think, you know, I think that is definitely on the cards. I think it's a great thing to do. We love other music, and we love, you know, discovering and playing other music and finding new ways to interpret music. And if we come across another song that we kind of feel like that about, it will get done, and it will probably get filmed and put up on YouTube. So it's something that is completely open at this stage. But I just came up with, you know, calling it a secret home session just so that it was called something. You know, I don't think I really thought too hard about it, but. But I think, you know, if we were to do that again, release another cover, we definitely, you know, it would definitely be within that collection of songs. Yeah.
Yeah, and you said you filmed the video for that song as well. Are you making your own videos, or have you had someone work on some of them?
Yeah, we make our own videos. Come from a graphic design background, and my girlfriend's a photographer, so we've got great kind of a plethora of knowledge of, you know, for being able to kind of film something and put it together and edit it. I mean, we do it the best we can. It's not perfect, but you know, it's certainly better than paying £1,000 for someone to come and do it. You know, a little bit better than maybe we can. But at the moment, yeah, it's all in-house. We do everything DIY. We haven't spilt a penny on anything that we've done so far. It's all been absolutely for free. And we do believe that bands should be doing that. Like, you know, really, really pull together all of the resources you possibly have and just make something that looks and sounds as professional as you can make it. I think, you know, in this day and age, there's no excuse for not being able to put something out that holds a higher quality than normal. You know, it's with home studios and you know, being able to pay $8.97 for Photoshop a month and things like that. You know, bands are in such a good place to be able to produce their own music and make their own music, and I think it should be utilized like every second of every day.
Yeah, I think the way it's going, it's kind of like that, though, isn't it? Like, so with SoundCloud and Bandcamp and stuff like that, it's quite easy to get your stuff out there nowadays, isn't it?
Absolutely, yeah. And those sites are essential for kind of artists like us and other artists that are kind of aspiring to kind of just put their stuff out, even if they've got no extravagant dreams about it. It's just it's just great to have a place for musicians to put their work so others can I guess essentially judge it. Like, we, I think for a musician, writing music is cathartic and it's therapeutic. It's not always, you know, about trying to write a song about, I don't know, like, you know, going on holiday and having a romance with someone. For some people it's really a method to cope. And I think for those artists, being able to put it somewhere and draw a line under it, it is really therapeutic in that sense. Being able to have a platform to release their work on is amazing for any type of artist, really. But especially artists that are working on songs on a really, really kind of personal level.
Yeah. Now, you mentioned about live performances earlier on. Is there any planned for Communion at the moment?
There are plans. We're starting to kind of talk about and rehearse, actually, for playing live. We are not sure about when. We're not sure about where. We're not sure about how, but we are sure that it will happen. We just are pushing ourselves into a position. I guess we're backing ourselves into a corner where we haven't got a choice but to play live, which was kind of, I guess, the plan all along.
Yeah.
Really, it's we wanted to put some music out there and see how people reacted. If people liked it, we were all up for kind of being like, right, okay, now we need to really pull our fingers out and play live. I don't play piano. I've never played piano before this project. So I'm completely learning piano from scratch. And keyboards from scratch. I'm not classically trained. Like I say, every instrument I play is to get a melody out. There is a lot of work to be done in that sense. We have very, you know, I'm kind of rehearsing a lot by myself, trying to kind of get myself to a point where we could play live. Because the idea was this was just going to be a writing project, but as it's kind of developed, we've realized it is probably going to lead to playing live. We're just not sure when. Maybe in the next 3 months or so. Mm. Like, we may pull a couple of shows together, but I'm not too sure. I couldn't really say definitively.
Now, we're gonna play your song, your first single, "Holding On to You." Tell me a bit about that song. What's it about?
It's kind of, that song was kind of born out of the idea of change, really. It's the idea that change, a lot of people view change as being negative, and how actually holding on to something that's the same, it can be potentially more damaging than you know, embracing change. It's more, the whole song is more of an abstract idea of the fluidity of the concept, of being able to just take a new direction, I guess. I didn't really know what the song was about until it was finished, until the video was there, until everything was there. I was kind of, you know, I was doing everything on a whim. And when I heard it for the first time and watched the video that was finished, it occurred to me that what was happening at my life, in my life at that time, was there was a lot of change happening, and I was just accommodating that within music, and that's where the song really kind of stemmed from. So that's the kind of idea behind the video. It's all abstract. It's all very fluid. Every image is changing. It's to do with change. It will be the season. It will be it will be water, it will be time, it will be, you know, anything like that. It's all about change and how it can be a really helpful and positive thing.
Yeah, it's a fantastic video. Matt, thanks very much for talking to us today.
And, well, thank you for having me.
And the best of luck with everything. Best of luck.
Thank you very much.
The best new music from the best up and coming acts. New at 2 on Coastway Hospital Radio.